Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And you know, you got to represent. And you got to wear a face mask. Luckily, you can do both with the KISW face mask. What, you don't got one? Come on, man. You know how we have no idea what phase we're in, what we're doing. We just know we're in the mask-wearing phase. Pretty much wear it everywhere you go.
Okay. Phase 1.69.
And in phase 1.69, it says, if you don't know if you should have a mask on, then you should have a mask on. That's all I can tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, and a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. They're a great organization helping out get education and resources to nurses across the state. You want info? You want to get that mask? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Big day today.
Oh, why is it a big day?
Sounders are playing. Mariners are playing.
Ooh.
Watch them before they all get COVID and cancel the season.
I mean, that should be for every team everywhere.
That's the selling point now.
Yeah. Watch
or they turn into the Miami Marlins.
Oh.
Yeah, 12 of their players.
That's nuts. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
It's just like...
That's the full team. There's only nine that they can put on the field at one time.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, how many do they have on the team?
I believe they're bad boys now. They're relief pitchers.
they expanded the roster to like 25 or 26. But still,
that's almost half.
I know. It's just nuts.
So it's a big day today.
Big day for everyone but the Marlins.
Go Mariners, Sounders.
Go Mariners! All right, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Travis and Kent. Travis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nice. In Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, what order directs the clone troopers to kill the Jedi?
56.
Yes.
Nice.
What actor played Ben in the movie Fever Pitch?
Jimmy Fallon.
What was that?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, the official Golden State Warriors team colors are yellow and what?
White.
No.
Blue.
Yes. What's the top number of a fraction called?
Numerator.
Yes. What is the chemical element with symbol N and atomic number 14? Andre the Giant played Fezzik in what movie?
Princess Bride.
Yes. Which lake that shares its name with the U.S. state borders Wisconsin?
Michigan.
Yes. What is the distance that light travels in a year called?
Lightyear.
Yes. Which disc jockey played himself in American Graffiti?
Pass.
Sweden is located on which continent?
Europe.
Yes. What is the chemical element with symbol N and atomic number 14?
Pass.
All right. Well, 8 correct.
All righty.
Pretty good score there.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I think Steve's going to get a loss.
I tell you, sports color questions always mess me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because white is always in the equation with some, and it's weird.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think the way you asked it is actually a good way to ask, is to ask that question.
Oh, okay.
But I get confused, and I'll tell you why after we're done.
All right.
I
think I might know why you get confused, but we'll have to see afterwards.
Yes.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Nice.
Yes!
In Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, what order directs the clone troopers to kill the Jedi?
The Dark Order.
No.
The Order of the Sith?
No.
I'm going to go with the Order of Fools.
No.
No.
What actor played Ben in the movie Fever Pitch?
Ooh, that would be Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. The official Golden State Warriors team colors are yellow and what?
Blue.
Yes.
Green.
What's the top number of a fraction called?
The upper.
No.
The upper decker?
No.
The topper.
No. What is the chemical element with symbol N and atomic number 14?
I just was thinking Tatum screwed when math happens in elementary school. Because you're going to be like, Daddy, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. Ask your mother.
Absolutely.
N64?
No.
Oh. Video games?
No.
Pass.
You didn't even hear the question.
I heard N and I heard 16.
Yeah, he did.
Andre the Giant played Fezzik in which movie?
Princess Bride.
Yes. Which lake that shares its name with the U.S. state borders Wisconsin?
Ooh. Lake Michigan, Michigan.
Yes. What is the distance that light travels in a year called?
Light speed.
No.
Light year.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, you lose 8-5.
Damn it.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
A little bit of a loser there.
I do like that. Which
congrats,
means,
Travis.
Hey, Steve, congratulations.
Thanks, Travis. You got me a song, buddy. Thank you. Two of the questions that you got wrong, Travis got correct. It was Order 66. That was the order to kill the Jedi.
He doesn't even know, because I thought for sure if he knew a little bit, he'd say Order 69.
But yeah,
he didn't have. Yeah, but he doesn't. It's something, a little minor thing you forget, unless you're a Star Wars fan.
The top number of a fraction is called the numerator.
Oh.
With the bottom being the denominator.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that.
You should remember that.
Well, you're going to have to eventually for Tatum.
I have a feeling by the time she does math, we're not going to know what math is anymore.
Oh, see, is this going to be a whole different language, even though it's been around for millennia?
Well, you know, the whole term the new math used to be something I heard growing up. Like, I don't know how to do the new math. And then it seems like when Sarah and Joe were in school, I couldn't figure out what the hell they were doing either. So,
well, they have a whole new thing now with, like, boxes and stuff to add up things and do all sorts of crazy stuff that I don't even understand.
So when Tatum is rolling around in another, 10 years or so, who knows?
Say, what's this? I Google it. Yeah. Bob is watching wrestling right now. Leave me alone.
When you both missed the chemical element with the symbol N and atomic number 14.
Is it nickel?
No.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Damn it, why didn't I just guess that?
Good job. there was a couple you didn't get to. Sweden is located on which continent?
Europe.
Yes. And then also, which disc jockey played himself in American Graffiti?
Oh. Is that Wolfgang Jack?
Close.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfgang. Good old Wolfgang
Jack.
He's a
good chef there.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Travis, on beating Steve.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Nice going.
Well, it looks like someone's like, hey, you spoke too soon, and Major League Baseball is canceled now. And I looked, they haven't canceled the season because of the COVID stuff, but it looks like some of the games have been canceled today. Two Monday games today have been postponed due to the coronavirus outbreak on the Miami Marlins. Their game against the Orioles, and then the Yankees-Phillies game because the Phillies just played the Marlins.
Okay, I have to tell you something. This is a ridiculous season.
It's starting off with a bang.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous season. I'm going to be honest, because I know baseball enough. I know the team. Like, I'm a Red Sox fan. You want to believe your team has a chance, and you look at a team like the Mariners. And the thing is, you know they don't have a chance. Because if you stumble, like so far, if they lose a third game to the Astros, and they're in a division where they play the Astros a lot, you've only got 60 games.
They're feeling them out, BJ. Next time they play them, they'll be better.
Yeah, hopefully. And then you've got games being canceled. It's just,
it's hard to take this season seriously.
Dude, I'll be so pissed. I don't think you have seen me as pissed as I'll be if they cancel the season. I just dropped $30 for a cardboard cutout of my daughter to be at the games.
Wait, you're right. I just did that for my cat.
Yeah. And there's no refunds on this.
Damn it. I just, you know.
Oh, you'll see me outside of T-Mobile Stadium being like, yo, give me my child.
Look, I know people want it as a distraction. I get it.
Yep.
I do get it. I mean, you want to watch something on television. It's good to see baseball back. But at the same time, you know, I sit back at my house and go, look, you've asked me to really, you know, be safe and be cool. 12 friggin' players caught this. How can they continue the season? That's, I mean, seriously, whatever the hell they were doing, it didn't work because 12 players caught it, Steve. I don't know how Major League Baseball can convince me that they should continue with the rest of the season and guarantee the safety of any player at this point.
Well, and also, they're not doing the whole bubble thing, like NBA and all that. It's just like, you know, they're just in their own little, you know, respective towns. And
yeah.
Still traveling, probably still associating themselves with, you know, the public. It's a weird thing.
It's a very weird thing. And look, let's be honest. If I told you I had the gathering that I had this weekend, I had a little birthday party with my buddy, and we went and we did a social distance thing, and we did all the rules that we were supposed to, and I came back and said, geez, you know what, half the people that were there ended up getting COVID, you'd be like, well, don't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's
exactly. No, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just like, I just don't know how they're going to go forward, and now I'm feel. Here's how I'm really feeling bad. Because I know the NFL was looking at this, thinking, like, we want to start our season. Let's see how it goes. And, of course, the NBA and NHL are getting ready to start their season.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So,
soccer's going on right now. It's
a huge failure right here.
Oh, and I'll be pissed because we just got Jamal Adams. And, you know, we got him on that rookie deal.
I know,
so
dude.
Let's get that football going.
Dude, you are like an L.A. Dodgers fan because they went and they gave...
Right, this is go time.
They gave the boat away to get Mookie Betts. And so far, I mean, if they cancel the season, because Betts was only going to be there 1 year before he was a free agent.
Wait, they had a boat?
Yeah, they gave away the boat.
Oh, the whole boat.
The whole boat.
What about if they have like you X amount of players and you're out for the season? So then there's like that okay, I'm five.
Oh, so they're eliminated.
I'm five games out of playoff position, but I also have the healthiest team, so there's a good chance we might get in.
That is the only hope I think the Mariners have, is that everybody else gets COVID.
Yeah.
And then they're in.
Well, what it does is incentivize.
And also incentivizes.
It gives you incentive.
There you go. It desensitizes your incentivization.
Incentives. That way the players will be more safe around the environment. They'll be smarter when it comes to like not trying to get themselves exposed to it. It's a good thing. It's a win-win.
You know what, Steve? I think they need you as their spokesperson at this point because I don't know what the MLB is going to say officially anyway.
And you know, in all fairness to the Miami Marlins, it does suck for them that they're at 14. If you had 15 players or personnel that get COVID, you're out for the season.
So far, they're close.
Yeah. They still got one more to work.
Okay, perfect. Oh, man.
No, this is not a good idea.
Steroids
help, though? Has anyone thought about maybe giving them steroids?
I hadn't thought about steroids. I mean, what the heck? If we can get these players out there, we need to be entertained.
I don't care about
this
health.
Season's weird enough anyway. Might as well.
I want my cardboard dog in the stands, and I want to see it. Go out there, Timmy.
Oh, you're so right, man.
Yeah, I don't care what you catch. I need to see my little baby on TV on the cardboard.
Dude, I'm telling you, if they cancel the season, you will see me banging on the door at home plate entrance at T-Mobile Park demanding my baby Tatum cardboard cutout.
So this will get you in the street. It wasn't. There's a lot been going on that people decided to take to the streets. This will get Steve in the streets.
Yes.
As long as I can get
Steve
my
will be the only one with a sign. Everybody else has got all their signs about social stuff going on today. Steve,
Kimmy Tatum.
Kimmy Tatum back. Give me that cardboard. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Well, the show is yours. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, feel free. I do want to say, though, you're going to be interrupting Steve's shopping for Kraken merchandise time.
Oh, is there more out there?
No, I was just checking. Fanatics has now there all the stuff up there. It's no different than the stuff that's up on the NHL shop.
I want a big old flag.
He wants a big I'll just go down to the pledge and steal the flag that they have.
All right. Yeah, why not?
Go to the top of the needle, man.
Okay. I do. Yeah, I mean, they're probably done with it, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Remember, you gotta bring this. Steve has that rule.
Show some energy and bring it.
Otherwise, you gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
We need to get a Kraken tank top for our dude.
A Kraken tank top for a dude.
Yeah, they got a tank top for the ladies right there, see?
Oh, that's a good
Steve wants a tank top.
Yeah, dude. Summertime.
Right. Okay, see what I can do for you. I know a guy.
Who sun's
you know?
Out, tentacles out.
Tentacles out, yes.
I know, is it Kevin Weeks? Is that who it was?
Kevin Weeks, yes.
I know him.
Yes, it sounds just like
the only guy I know. Yeah, that's the only guy I know. Jeremy Roenick, I know him, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Best friends for life.
That's all I got for you.
Speaking of the Kraken, we got a text that says, my mom was unimpressed with the Kraken. I asked her if she knew what a Kraken was. She said no. I showed her a picture of a Kraken. She still doesn't get it. Ah, she's missing out.
Yeah,
I just can't wait to see what kind of other stuff they're going to do with the Kraken idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they'll make a lot of fun, cute stuff. I mean, and it's to me, it's a great name for if you're a geek, especially. I think it's a nice nod to geeks a little bit.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, I think at some point you got to make some fun stuff that'll be like for kids, like stuffed animals or the mascot for all we know.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah. It's a great name, and a lot of people have been really heaping praise on that
game. I'm going to praise you like I should.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, you said the other day how the red eye of the Kraken logo reminded you of the green eye of the Seahawks logo. Do you think that they'll have an all-red alternate colorway? Kind of like, they do a third jersey in hockey that's like used a couple times in the season. Sometimes it's like their vintage jersey or just like some crazy new version of their logo, whatever it may be, to obviously sell more jerseys. I'm wondering, selfishly, I would like an all-black jersey, and I think you could do that with these colors.
It
would look really good.
Yeah.
But a red-based jersey would be cool.
Yeah.
Also, powder blue, like using one of those blues.
Yes.
Like a lighter one, like kind of like how the Pittsburgh Penguins, their alternate jerseys, like that cool powder blue.
Well, it's funny you brought that up, Steve. What do you think of this? The Texas Rangers just unloaded this baby.
That's very similar, yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, and they have a powder blue cap with a navy blue bill. And the Rangers usually have a red, white, and blue color scheme. And the funny thing is that back in the 70s, a lot of visiting teams, rather than using their road grays, would use road powder blues.
Yep.
Well, the Rangers were the home team for
this
game.
Didn't the Brewers use that?
Brewers did. Yeah. The Phillies did.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Royals did.
The Expos? The Expos did.
Yeah, the Expos. And now the Rangers, which is the Royals, of course, have used it as an alternative jersey top. It's just so funny in my brain because I just look at powder blue as an alternate road jersey for teams, but it seems like more and more teams might want to just throw it on at home.
I've seen some people also, they've been like, no different than when Jamal Adams ended up being traded to the Seahawks. Man, there's some talented people out there that can make it look like he's wearing the actual Seahawks jersey. I've seen somebody on Instagram or somewhere take certain players in the NHL and put them in the Seattle Kraken jersey.
Oh,
and it looks so
awesome. I haven't seen those pictures.
I'll have to try and track one down because it looks cool. But now I got to find someone that could do that because I have pictures of me playing goalie. I want someone to do that with me.
You and I are old enough to remember what the old baseball cards used to look like.
Those were so embarrassing.
Somebody
like
got traded to another team.
Yes, they would just color it in.
And if you're old enough to remember when the Seattle Pilots were, obviously the team, the first baseball team from the MLB that we got here, I remember those baseball cards. They were horrible because they just drew the hats on them because they didn't. But when they did the pictures, these players weren't even on because they got expansion drafted. Or they just got them with no hat on, no shirt on. I mean, it was just worst baseball cards ever.
There's one that somebody did that's pretty
that
cool.
Oh, great.
In their away jersey.
Look how cool that uniform looks.
I know. It looks so awesome when you see it in person, when you see it photoshopped onto somebody.
That's a good looking uni, man.
Yes, it is.
It really, really is. They did such a great job. And my hope, I don't know. We'll see if they make a Kraken-looking creature that would be for the alternative jersey you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it would be a sweet alternative jersey to have the anchors on the shoulder, have that giant anchor in the middle of the jersey where the S would be for the alternative jersey.
Here's one. It's on the Seattle Crack House Instagram page. And it's Seth Jones rocking a Kraken jersey.
Dude, that looks so good.
Right.
Oh man, we should. Can we take those pictures and throw them on the BJ and Mix page?
I don't think so.
Ah, damn it! All right, go look.
And then there's a guy who makes goalie. He's an airbrush artist that does goalie helmets for some people, and you know, because that's always the fun thing too. Is like a goalie gets to do whatever they want, personalized for their helmet, and they airbrush it, and it's typically made to look like, you know, the team colors. So somebody out there that does professional airbrushing, he did a Kraken mock-up on like a extra helmet that he had.
Oh, that looks cool.
And it looks really cool. It's got like the big red eye. It's on my Twitter page. I put it up there at I'm Steve Miggs. The number 32 for the 32nd team in the NHL.
Oh, that's a sweet looking helmet.
I know.
He quickly made that. He quickly got that done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And the guy is a weasel head mask painting, which is a great name.
Oh, weasel head. Always loved him. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody wanted to know, did we hear that our dude Leo from Frog Leap Studios, he did a cover of Simply the Best. Maybe Migs can use that for his winter song.
Oh.
Have you heard that's like his newest one that he just put out?
I haven't heard that one.
I think we have it, Rev.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. There we go.
Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Of love like you know what it means. And it can't be wrong. Take my heart and make you strong, babe. You're simply the best.
Nice version.
Better than all the rest.
Oh, there he is with a horse head up in the video. This guy has a lot of fun on his free time.
Yeah, he does.
I'm stuck on your heart.
Nice job, Leo.
Nice. He also just recently covered The Devil Went Down to Georgia, probably to pay tribute to the dude that passed away.
Oh, damn, I wouldn't mind hearing his version of that. That's a good tune.
Which one?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's a good tune, but I would love to hear what Leo does on that. Maybe later we'll throw that out.
I'm sure Rev could track it out. It's like he put it out last week.
Yeah, that's a great tune. It's a great, you know, it's a storytelling tune. You know, that's what I love. It's like, you know, just a great way to tell a story about somebody kicking the devil's butt.
You say that because I just saw somebody post on social media ask the question of what is the greatest story told in a song? Like a song that actually is telling a story.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, you think like Jack and Diane.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I mean, Pearl Jam's Jeremy is a great, you know what I mean? Like, not like a happy story, but it's an incredible story.
Yeah.
It's not just like a random bunch of songs and words being thrown together.
See, I was thinking Tenacious D.
Oh, the tribute song?
Yeah, the tribute. Oh. Just because it tells a story about them performing a song that they don't even remember anymore. Or if you're going on Pearl Jam, I definitely love their version of Last Kiss.
Nice.
It's a little more of a downer.
That's like my least favorite Pearl Jam song.
Fair.
It's a cover, but that's like the song where I'm like, oh, why does it have to be so damn successful?
Yeah.
Hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sorry, buddy. It's okay. I went with a Ben Folds song. That was my guess.
Ooh, which one?
Oh, man. Which one did I end up? It's the one about the guy that did a bunch of acid and ended up on the roof.
Oh.
He changed ever since then. Oh, what the hell is the name of the song? It is called Not the Same.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, you'd like this record. It's Rockin' the Suburbs is the record. It's Ben pretty much playing all the instruments, and it's got a very Weezer-esque vibe.
Well, I like what he did with my boy Bill. Bill Shatner, so...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so, of course, I have no problem with Ben Folds.
Yeah, pretty much any song Ben Folds does. He's always telling a story, so I always love those.
I'm going to have to get into some Ben Folds. That might be my next thing, because I've had many people, including you, tell me that, you know what, you dig this guy, and I just, you know, I got to get him on my list.
Oh, he's a great voice, incredible piano player, puts on a great... I've seen him play where it's just him and a piano, and he still makes it rock, and he still gets the crowd into it. He'll have them doing backing vocals and creating harmonies and melodies with him. It's pretty badass.
Nice.
That was one of my all-time favorite concert experiences, was seeing Ben Folds at, I believe it was the Moore Theater, and I knew his label rep, Deb. You met Deb before.
Oh, yeah.
Lippitz, and she was just like, hey, for your birthday, I got you an awesome present. It's tickets to see Ben Folds. I'm like, that's badass. And she's like, but you're going to be my guest, and you're going to be standing on the side of the stage watching him.
Whoa!
And I'm like, 100% in. What she didn't tell me was like, or maybe she didn't know, Ben Folds' wife was there, too. So she's standing right next to me, no further than you guys, right? Actually, closer at the time. Like, so we're standing there watching Ben. And Ben is like basically serenading his wife the entire set.
Oh.
So in an awkward kind of way, he's also serenading me. So
look
I'm
at
like,
you.
I'm like, do I make eye contact?
Yeah, you do.
Or do I just kind of look past him?
Ben, you know what it's about.
Because when he's singing like the heartfelt love songs, he's just like saying what's up to his wife. It's a pretty powerful thing.
Do you think the people knew that he was looking at her?
I have no idea.
Because
he never referenced it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I never thought when a guy is looking away from stage, maybe that's he's looking at his significant other back there.
But the way his piano was set, it was targeted right towards our section, our spot. So, that way people could watch him play the piano so he's not facing the stage.
So it's not that difficult for him to look ahead.
Right. So it's not awkward.
It doesn't look different.
No, it doesn't look weird at all.
I wonder if those piano players do that. If they always have like the significant others in that way.
Just or a groupie, and if this is the way to get in there, you know, what's
good call. I'm going to watch Alicia Keys next time and see if she's actually giving anybody the eye when she's, you know what I'm saying?
Probably Ben Folds' wife.
Oh, and you see, you know what? Ben Folds, she's been amused for so many people.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
I should start winking at him and doing that, like the biting teeth thing.
Oh, jeez. If you, please never, I think I would have said again. Something. I would have said, wow, I never thought Ben would look at me that
wow.
way. Just, you know, next to her just to see if he'd get a laugh.
Why did Ben not come out for his encore?
Because it is awkward. It's very awkward if it's his wife, but then you are part of like this backstage crew. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, if I'm her, I'm like, everybody sees he's making eyes like, let's head to the bedroom right now. And there's a bunch of people that are also there with her. I feel a little awkward myself.
Or he stops looking that way because every time he looks at her, I wave. Hey, Ben.
Oh, you should have done that.
I did none of this.
Oh, you should have duck-faced so many times.
Oh, boy.
That would have been great. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Some people are texting in what they believe are the greatest stories ever told via song.
Oh, yes.
Very good pick. One by Metallica. Best story song. Another one, what about Rooster by Alice in Chains?
Oh, yeah.
That's a powerful one as well. Still to this day, when you pay attention to the lyrics, you're like, damn, that's such a great song. That's one of Jerry Cantrell's best.
And you were never a lyrical guy.
No.
Down with the Sickness is another one that if you pay attention to the lyrics, it's like, oh, damn.
I know that line. That's a very powerful line.
Yeah, it's a very powerful line. You're
it
right.
tells
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
The River by Bruce Springsteen, best story song. Everclear's Heart Spark Dollar Sign. Yeah, there's some really good stories being told on that record.
Oh, see, to me, I like AM Radio from Everclear because it tells a story
That's
about
so
my
cheesy.
Business. It's a cheesy sounding song, but the story's pretty awesome because he's going through my time. Like, he describes my entire teenhood.
It's like right there with Volvo driving Soccer Mom. Those are the songs where I'm glad I don't really pay attention to the lyrics.
That song's really. That's a naughty song though. It really does talk about how she used to get slammed and then she didn't get slammed anymore.
All right, that's a good story. Okay, fair.
It's a really great story. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, I like this. Someone's on board with me. They say, Steve, I'm completely on board with you on the peanut butter and chocolate thing. I always get super disappointed when I pick up a no-bake cookie and it's got peanut butter in it. I always grew up with nothing but chocolate and no-bake cookies, and I can't stand when people ruin it with peanut butter. Well, see, you got it wrong. I love peanut butter. I just don't think it needs to be combined with chocolate because I'm not a big chocolate fan. So while you're on board with me.
You're really not.
You're on board with me for the wrong reasons.
Yes. Oh, wow. And Steve, right after that break, he went out and he's got himself a big scoop of peanut butter in the kitchen.
I know.
Did you really?
Yeah, he did.
Did you not see our BJ and Migs social media page?
Come on, Rev.
On Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
Get on it, Rev. Get your alerts going.
My bad.
Yeah. I'm just a spoon of peanut butter and Danny takes a picture of me.
It looks amazing. Plus, it's the debate. Do you want just peanut butter? Or I said, do you want peanut butter and chocolate?
You know, I tell you this too, Steve. During the interview, we never found out that Danny was going to be like the annoying paparazzi for this show, where you can't do anything without. Next thing you know, you hear a click, and it's freaking Danny with his camera.
You know, many times I get busted for things that we eat in the morning, and I'm like, "How are those cookies?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then she's like, "I saw your Facebook page." I'm like, "I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?" And Danny posted a video of us all scarfing down cookies.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you can't trust Danny, dude. He's going to catch you in every dark moment.
But, I mean, if you want to see pure joy on my face, this picture does. I mean, I'm very happy.
Yeah, you are. And look, I there's nothing like a good scoop of peanut butter. It's so, just so good.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have a stash of it here.
I just wish there was some chocolate on there. That's all I was looking for. Then. That would be great.
Well, you can buy a Snickers and slather it on it.
Oh, yeah, just dip it in there and scoop out the peanut butter.
Well, it is satisfying.
That's healthy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Sure, yeah. And then deep fry it. Come on, let's have a party.
Yeah, deep fry it.
I tried a different flavor of Menchie's over the
week. Oh, look at you.
Wow.
I just honestly, I just can't do it anymore. I can't keep up. Somebody is just going to have to drive this car with me. I'm trying to keep up with Steve. I'm really trying to stay insane. It's like, you know, when you try to take a trip with somebody, but you got more than two cars and you're trying to all go to the same destination.
BJ, stop. I'm waiting with bated breath. Steve, what was that flavor?
What's your new flavor of Menchie's?
Well, I didn't say it's my new go-to, but I tried it.
Okay.
It's New York cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
That's a good one. It's actually really, yeah. I mix it with the cookies and cream one. It's a good combo. The problem is, you really have to go in there blind on these things now because you can't sample.
Yep. So, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you just kind of have to hope for the best.
Oh, that's. I would think they would be able to sort of put on a glove, sterilize the glove, go get a little thingamajigger and hand it over to you. But now that's
still a lot of work, man.
Yeah. Well, the other day when they weren't looking, I just put my head under the thing.
You did not.
Oh, that's okay because Steve was covered in Purell.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, they do have Purell. When you first walk in, they give you the whole spiel. You're like, "Here, sir, there's the Purell." So you first got to sanitize.
A lot of people are doing that.
And then you do what you do. And then all the toppings are in individual.
You do what you do. You put your mouth right underneath the spigot.
Nom, 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 nom. But I recommend it. It's good.
You recommend putting your mouth under the spigot? I think it's a great idea.
It's a good flavor.
I'd like to go into Krispy Kreme and just put my mouth right under the glaze machine is what I'd like to do.
Ooh, that might be a little too hot. Oh, be careful.
I've clicked on those thumbnails. It's not as cool as you think.
Safety first.
Yes. All right, so the New York cheesecake mixed with cookies and cream is what you recommend for the Menchie's connoisseur.
It was good stuff, yeah. I would say that if you're a little on the fence, give it a shot.
All right, so if I'm a little on the fence, give it a shot. I'm not a cheesecake fan, but I'm wondering how it would be with ice cream. You know, like it might be okay to have that flavor in my ice cream because I like it. You know, sometimes the delivery system is how I might like a flavor.
Well, don't they also do like the little cheesecake cubes?
Oh, those are so
good. I didn't even think
about
that. What
the hell are those?
They do.
It's cheesecake, but they cut them up in little cubes and you just put them on as a topping.
Yeah,
topping.
Oh,
so good.
It's like pretty legit.
It's like cheesecake meant for like a little Warhammer action figure.
Aww.
War cake.
Look at you, a little geek.
Yeah. You know, when you work hard, then sometimes you just want to enjoy reap the benefits of it and you have dessert.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, damn, now I want Menchie's.
I do too. And I just had it.
Damn you, Steve.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nice.
Somebody says, this is not a hot take I want to talk about.
Oh, really?
Oh, here we go.
Almond butter is better than peanut butter. Better tasting, better for you. It's amazing.
Okay, the better for you.
No, almond butter is disappointing.
Yeah.
It's not disappointing.
It is when you think it's going to be peanut butter and your wife put almond butter on something.
Okay,
and you're like, what is this?
All right. I understand. Whoa, you almost.
I know.
Yeah. Very angry.
I will say this. If you are able to train your palate and wipe yourself out, and be completely free for a long time of all the sugars and butters and everything, then yes, almond butter is delicious. The trouble is that once you start down the peanut butter road, the almond butter will not taste good because your palate will be already oversensitized to the extreme flavors you get from peanut butter.
You're not wrong.
You have to just give up peanut butter totally and then not enjoy it for like a year, and then maybe almond butter might be okay.
Yeah, because your taste buds will get back to being normal again, so that you'll actually be able to taste the subtle flavors that are in things that you can't taste anymore because you've been just slammed with all the extreme flavors.
Where do we stand on Nutella? Because I feel like a lot of people in my circle use Nutella instead of peanut butter.
No.
Oh, no way.
I'm not. Nutella's okay, but it's too much chocolate.
I don't know.
So put it with your peanut butter, though, just how you like it.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. No, I'm not a big fan of it, but...
Forget about it.
Yeah, Nutella is a treat for me, but I don't want it all the time. I'll tell you, you know those Biscoff cookies?
Yeah.
Somebody made the Biscoff spread. It's like I don't know if it's peanut butter and Biscoff.
Is that an Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah, don't look that up. Safe search on everybody.
Dude, I got so drunk, she gave me the Biscoff spread.
Imagine a spread, like a peanut butterish spread that tastes like Biscoff cookies. It's so good. And I think it's probably in that Nutella family.
Oh, it's the cookie butter. Yeah, the cookie butter.
It's
that's
ridiculous.
Why.
Oh, cookie butter's awesome. The Trader Joe's cookie butter is amazing.
Well, so Biscoff cookie butter is insane. I never had it before. I didn't even know the cookie butter was a thing. What the hell's cookie butter? Is it cookie dough? Like,
it's
with butter?
It's butter made out of cookies.
I have no idea. I never questioned it. I just enjoy it.
This is why.
No, like literally, like made with baked Biscoff cookies is that one.
It's so good.
Right. I just don't know what. But before you guys talked about cookie butter, and I didn't know that there was a thing. I thought Biscoff was creating a whole new thing.
I think so good. Ben and Jerry's has a cookie butter flavor.
A cookie butter flavor? That's how popular cookie butter is?
I'm pretty sure.
Jeez,
or
I'm so
late. Or it's a knockoff brand that's doing a cookie butter flavored ice cream. I know there's a cookie butter flavor ice cream. I just can't remember if it's Ben and Jerry's.
This is why I've got to quarantine 15 and counting.
Yeah. Someone says cashew butter is the best butter.
Whoa. What? Wow. Again.
Well, I like cashews more than almonds, so I'm guessing I'd like it better.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
you sounded so concerned.
I like cashews, but not as much as almonds. I mean, it's kind of interesting what your nut grade is there.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I got a nut grade for you.
I mean, I feel like cashews is like in the upper echelon. I'd put it in my Mount Rushmore of nuts.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I know the cashews are good, but I'm not as big of a cashew fan as a lot of people.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Cashews.
Alrighty.
Pistachios.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah. Pistachios are up there.
Oh, you got the fourth one. What's going in there?
These nuts.
These nuts are going in there. Okay.
What about walnuts?
No, it's unfortunate. That's number five.
These nuts.
Yeah, walnuts get stuck in your teeth.
Not these.
Oh, okay. You guys, are pecans nuts?
I think so. Yeah.
I like pecans. All right. If I have to be serious, pecans.
Yeah. They have to go up in the Mount Rushmore nuts.
And technically, peanuts aren't nuts.
They're
legumes.
They're legumes. I thought they were all legumes.
I don't know.
Oh, I learned something new today. I thought the entire legume family meant every nut that I eat, like walnuts and peanut, but I had no idea. Mm. Oh, damn it. Science.
I feel like we accomplished a lot this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Sure, yeah.
What do you want us to do?
These nuts.
Mariners.
What do you want from us? Go Mariners while we can.
Please, Mariners, can you play at least one game
Steve,
so Carl can go out there?
You literally informed me of news today that just depressed me. I didn't know anything about the Miami Marlins until you said I had no clue that they had 12 of their players with COVID.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
At least
12, because they said there's 14, but they said two coaches. So I'm doing the math. That would be 12 players.
I'm completely doom and gloom on this. I really feel like the baseball season's done. I just don't see how they can go forward.
You think they're going to last longer or not as long as the XFL season?
Yeah, you're right. This is a really good question.
Low blow, Steve.
I just don't know how they can go forward.
I already missed my Dragons.
Yeah.
I do too.
I just don't know how they can go forward in good conscience when half a team caught the, you know, and they're all traveling all. And that's the thing. They thought if we stayed within divisions, like, you know, the NL East and the AL East play each other, that should be fine, just like the NL West and the AL. But you still travel from Seattle to San Diego. You're still traveling a long distance. So I never understood the logic of that. Well, we got a man. He was arrested for the high crime of cartwheeling. That's right, a man was arrested for cartwheeling. I will tell you all about this at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. Cops in Orlando, Florida, got a call last week about a 40-year-old guy who was in the road blocking traffic by doing cartwheels, which is, that's impressive at least.
Yeah, cartwheels are difficult.
Yeah, I can't do them. So when the cops came, of course, they tried to arrest him, and he managed to slip out of their hands. And then he tried to cartwheel away from them.
You gotta be kidding me.
I really want video for this.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's pretty good at his cartwheels.
Yeah.
Oh, then he's doing handstand ones into a cartwheel.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's got a mask on, but it's not really on.
No.
And he doesn't have his shoes tied.
All right. Boy, people are just losing their damn minds, aren't they?
Well, you know, drugs will do that to you.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, he unfortunately didn't get the good escape move with the cartwheels. Cops got him, arrested him. Resisting arrest, battery, and a law enforcement officer. I guess he cartwheeled somebody in the head or something.
He was paddled down by a cop. He got away from the cop, and as soon as he started running away, he did a cartwheel.
He's pretty impressive. I don't know if he's impressive as Ryan Castle. Ryan's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What was your moment of ultimate embarrassment?
While I was working at the grocery store, in the middle of a shift, I ripped my pants.
Woo! Congratulations.
Awesome.
What is it with the Shea boys just exposing themselves like that? Because, you know, he rips the back of his pants. I got my zipper down during a production.
And of all days, I wore my Hulk, Incredible Hulk underwear, the bright green. Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.